Paul's letter to the Romans was written to prepare the way for a visit Paul planned to make to the church at Rome. His plan was to work among the Christians there for a while, and then with their support to go on to Spain. He wrote to explain his understanding of the Christian faith and its practical implications for the everyday lives of Christians. The book contains Paul's most complete statement of his message. Everything written in the scriptures was written to teach us, in order that we might have hope through the patience and encouragement which the scriptures give us. And may God, the source of patience and encouragement, enable you to have the same point of view among yourselves by following the example of Christ Jesus, so that all of you together may praise and with one voice the God and Father of our Lord Christ Jesus. Accept one another then for the glory of God, as Christ has accepted you. For I tell you that Christ's life of service was on behalf of the Jews, to show that God is faithful to make his promises to their ancestors come true, and to enable even the Gentiles to praise God for his mercy. As the scripture says, "And so I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to you." Again it says, "Rejoice, Gentiles, with God's people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all Gentiles. Praise him, all peoples." And again, Isaiah says, "A descendant of Jesus will appear. He will come to rule the Gentiles, and they will put their hope in him." May the God, the source of hope, fill you with joy and peace by means of your faith in him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit.